the 27th of September 2021. My name is Marion and this is Blood Miss episode number 1. Today's episode is titled, Love is a Hoax.
First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are
Podbot.ai. Okay, let's get to it. Indie pop duo Hoax unleashes passionate headaches with their emotionally moving songs and discusses the preparations for their next album. They can trigger a memory of sadness and softening blows, but they also know no boundaries, which places headaches and passion in the foreground. Essentially, the Wollongong couple have managed to break the Hoax and capture the desire for intimacy, camaraderie and love completely. Whether Hoax have mastered the art of creating beautiful sounds of sadness is another question, but they like to see themselves as such and draw from their own experiences of love, loss, pain and loneliness. The painful truth about love is that the real work of a relationship only begins when the curtain closes and the credits roll. It seems incredibly important to help young people understand that we only start working on love when those strong romantic and sexual feelings have disappeared. We need to learn more about how our brains are in and out of love and why they can be so obsessed with such a strong emotion, because it works like this. The real work of a relationship is a boring, dreary, unsexy thing that no one else sees, and all the nuances and complexities of real life in that relationship are swept away to make way for it. What the disappointed couple end up experiencing is simply the result of inadequate preparation. This brings us to the eighth fact: just because you love someone does not mean that you should be with them. Love can sometimes be unpleasant, even painful, and it can even be something you don't always want to feel. There may be a lot more to love than I will soon reveal, but you must have unconditional love for your partner. I have recently used this term in my relationship as a must-have for all relationships. You may love your partner so much that you are having an affair with someone else, but you can transfer that to your relationship. You must love them with all your heart and soul, no matter what you do or with whom you are with. It is possible to fall in love with someone who has other ambitions and goals in life that are at odds with his own, who holds different philosophical beliefs and worldviews, or who simply weaves his life's path in the opposite direction at an inopportune time. When confronted with the experience of loving someone intensely, there is often genuine confusion and confusion until one day one wakes up and realizes that it is not his person. Years pass, and when lovers discover that their partner is not simply the embodiment of their fantasies, but is actually a separate person, the process begins to celebrate and love differences. The thrust of the campaign is kidnapping and violence, forcing conversion, not love. Men who call themselves protectors of women must always make free choices about love, pleasure and marriage for women. This is calculated to convey male supremacist values by playing on the idea that women cannot have a free choice between love and the joys of marriage, so men, their self-appointed protectors, must make them for them. Romantic love makes people do stupid shit, but when you think about it, it's not hard to figure out why. This may explain why it is so hard for long-term romantic relationships to break up, but the conclusion is true for all people. Romantic love and love in general are not something you would want to believe in Hollywood movies and jewelry shops. Remember, even if love is an illusion, it doesn't mean it isn't meaningful and real in your brain. Like all emotions, love has no external physical reality, but it is nevertheless a purely subjective experience. Unlike the anatomy you refer to in your favorite love song, or other emotions you feel, your love is not rooted in the heart or brain. It may be driven by neural events, but like any feeling, it has an outer, physical reality. When we are overcome by romance, we cannot imagine anything that could go wrong with our partner, and if we let ourselves be harmed or even die for that person, then that is what love really is. This shows us that the feelings we experience in relationships are nothing more than the result of our own emotions, not the product of some external physical reality. So why do we think that what we know about love, where we love like a child in need of reward, could be just a sham? This has been a challenge for Hindu society for thousands of years and is part of a political project that must be. This campaign does not need the help of forced
marriages, threats of violence against women, or even the use of violence against men.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Marion and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Blood Miss and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.